The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Giving includes so much more than money. So once you learn to give, it changes everything about your life.
Sheila Walsh, along with Robert Morris, talk about the importance of having a generous heart.
We are born selfish. We are born again generous. It's wonderful because the Bible says we're partakers of the divine nature, and God's a generous God.
Next on Life Today.
Hi, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh, and I'm so glad that you joined me today. I just want you to know here at Life, we never take that for granted. We're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for the way that you support our ministries. And so this week, our whole focus is in how can we bless you? You know, I don't know if you're aware of Robert Morris's book, The Blessed Life. It's a bestseller, has impacted so many people. And maybe you wonder, well, what is a blessed life? Well, the thing I'm very excited about in this week's teachings is that you're going to have a glimpse into the fact that it really is, it's all about our hearts. You know, you might think, well, it's about my pocketbook. No, it's about our hearts. And one of the great things that Pastor Morris is able to unpack for all of us is what Scripture teaches. And one thing that will be very apparent when you watch the video that I'm about to share, and then I'm going to tell you how you can get hold of some phenomenal resources that will really impact your family. Perhaps you feel as if your financial house is a bit of a mess. Well, we're bringing in a cleanup crew. But here's the first thing I want you to know. It's all about the heart. It's all about the heart. Watch this.
So I'm trying to tell you, it's about your heart. It is completely and totally about your heart. I was doing a magazine interview one time, an interview, and I do these quite a bit. And this guy said to me, "How often do you preach on giving?" And I said to him, "Every week." Now, some of you who've thought about what I said just about grammar a while ago are ahead of me. He said, "How often do you preach on giving?" I said, "Every week." He said, "Every week?" I said, "Every week." He said, okay. "You mean before y'all take the offering, you give a little sermonette on giving?" I said, "We don't take an offering." And then he said, "I didn't mean take. Before you receive the offering." I said, "We don't receive an offering." I said, "We give, but we don't receive. We give." And so that's the problem, by the way, with most preaching is actually on receiving, not giving. Most preaching on giving is giving you'll get. I don't preach that. I do not preach we give to get. I preach we get to give. Totally different. But I said to this guy, I think you meant to ask me how often do I preach on giving money. And that's about every 3 to 5 years. It's been 5 years since I've done this series. But you just asked me how often I preach on giving. I said, I can't preach on prayer without preaching on giving. I said, I can't preach any message without talking about giving your life to Jesus. Are y'all following me? Giving includes so much more than money. So once you learn to give, it changes everything about your life. Everything. So I want to go to Deuteronomy 15. I want to talk to you about how to change your heart in the area of giving, all right? Deuteronomy 15, verse 7. I have 4 points and 10 minutes to do them. All right. And we'll see what happens. All right. Deuteronomy 15, verse 7. "If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you," notice God gave you the land, "you shall not harden your heart." I want you to notice how many times it talks about your heart when it talks about giving. "You shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly," that's talking about your heart, lend to him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. Beware, watch this, lest there be a wicked thought in your heart. In your heart, by the way, God calls selfishness wickedness. A wicked thought in your heart saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, watch, and it become sin among you. So selfishness becomes is sin within God's eyes, and it's wickedness. So here's what he's saying. In Israel, every 7 years, all debts were canceled. Anyone want to restart that economic system again? Every 7 years, all debts are canceled. So here's what he said. If someone comes and asks you and says, listen, I've lost my job and I need to borrow some money, do not let the thought even come in your heart, not your mind, your heart, because that's where you give from. Uh-oh, we only got 6 months left till the year of Jubilee. So if I lend him this money, 6 more months, his debt's canceled. He might not be able to pay me back. You know what God said? That's a wicked thought. And it's a selfish thought. Now, I just want to help you some, okay? We are born selfish. We are born again generous. It's wonderful because the Bible says we're partakers of the divine nature. And God's a generous God. So you want to be generous. That's what's great. You want to be. That's why Beyond Blessed was so important to try to help you to manage your funds so you could be generous, right? But we're born selfish. We're born again generous. But I just want to take a moment and say something, okay? There is a selfishness that men never grow out of. Never. And I want to say this because I want to help the ladies here and I want to help the men. So ladies, please hear me. Speaking on behalf of men everywhere, we do not want to share our food. And for some reason, you want our food. I called Pastor Tom Lane today. He's in Corpus Christi preaching, but Jan, his wife, is here. Here's Jan right here. They've been here 18, 19 years. The very first time, though, I ever met Jan, I'd met Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy, and Pastor Tom, and the very first time I went to Trinity Fellowship, where Pastor Jimmy was senior pastor and Pastor Tom was executive senior pastor, and I went to preach, and we went out to eat, but Debbie couldn't go because of the kids' school or something. So it's Jimmy and Karen and Tom and Jan. I never met Jan before in my life. We're going around the table ordering. When I ordered, Jan said, oh, I'm glad you're getting that. I've been wanting to try that. Am I telling the truth? I said, well, you better order some. Because you're not getting any of mine. You know what she did? I've never understood. She said, oh, pish posh. What does that mean? As soon as the waiter put my plate down, she reached over and grabbed some of my food. She still has not gotten free. And neither have I. So, all right. So this first point, deal with a selfish heart, might just be talking to the men, okay? All right. Here's number two, deal with a grieving heart. A grieving heart. Now, I'm just going through the verses. I read 7 through 9 of Deuteronomy 15. Look at verse 10. You shall surely give to him. And your heart, it is all about the heart. Your heart should not be grieved when you give to him. Because for this thing, the Lord your God will, watch this, for this thing. In other words, if you'll give with a right heart, the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. So let me just say something. Selfishness attacks us before we give. Grief attacks us after we give. Have you ever given and the washing machine breaks right after you give? Or the car breaks down and you think, I shouldn't have given that. That's the enemy. Don't allow grief. Now, here I am sitting here talking about, you know, I'm preaching to you, and I had this thought go through my mind, and it's crazy. And I've been preaching almost 40 years, and this happens all the time. You probably had it during the presentation at work, and I know just to let it go, but I'm just going to tell you what the thought was. Y'all know I carry $100 bills to give away. And I just sat here, while I was reading that, I just thought, I'm out of $100 bills. I was going to go to the bank yesterday, and I don't have a... Look at that. $100. Isn't that nice? All right, let's keep going. So anyway... Okay, no. Let me talk about that just a minute. You know why Thomas came out and gave me that $100 bill that quick? Because I gave it to him before the service. So let's just be realistic. Is he grieving about? No, he's not grieving about that. You're not. No. Tell the truth. He's not grieving. Why? Listen to me. I want you to catch this. Because he returned to me what was mine. Yeah, come on, clap. You know, the only reason you ever grieve after giving is because you thought it was yours. But it all comes from God. All right, here's point three. Develop a generous heart. Next verse in 15, chapter 15 is verse 14. You shall supply him liberally. One version says generously. From your flock. Watch, from your threshing floor, from your wine press. Watch, from what the Lord has blessed you with. You shall give him. So you got to develop, you got to deal with a selfish heart, deal with a grieving heart, and develop a generous heart. So, I told you we're born selfish or born again generous. So our children are selfish. That's just all there is to it. That's why they want you to get up in the middle of the night and give them something to eat. You know, they're selfish people. But hopefully they'll grow out of it one day. Our son and daughter-in-law, Josh and Hannah, they're in Austin, you know, at Table Church now. When they were here and Willow, their daughter, was like 3 years old, they picked them up from church, children's church, and Willow said, Mama, did you know that there was a woman in the Bible that only had 2 pennies, and she gave both of them to Jesus? And Hannah said, yeah, I've heard that story. And she said, what do you think about that? And Willow said, I think I would like to give Jesus something. So Hannah said, well, why don't you just pray and ask Jesus what he wants you to give him? So she's watching this she had her little makeup mirror light down. She kind of set it where she could watch. And so she's watching, and so Willow goes like this. And then she went, what? No, Lord. She said, not little baby. And then she went, oh, bitty baby. Yeah, you can have bitty baby. I don't like her. That's cute when you're 3. But when you're 30, that's not cute anymore. You should grow out of that. Everybody got that point? All right, here's point 4. You develop a generous heart first, point 3. Point 4, develop a grateful heart. Verse 15, you shall remember, I underline 3 words, I want you to remember them. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today. Now, the 3 words I want you to remember were slave, redeemed, and command. Okay, now we weren't slaves in Egypt. Listen to me. According to Romans 6, we were all slaves to sin. God redeemed us. Therefore, he's commanding us to be generous. Y'all should have liked that better. Let me say that again. We weren't slaves in Egypt, but we were slaves to sin. He redeemed us, so he is commanding us now to be generous. He's commanding us to be generous. We had a pastor and our wife a pastor and his wife stay in our home one time. We were having a conference, and so they were friends of ours, so we just asked them to stay in our home. The pastor and I were sitting in the living room talking, and Debbie and the pastor's wife were sitting at the table, dining room table, talking. And then the pastor excused himself and went to the restroom, and I overheard this conversation from my wife and this pastor's wife. She asked my wife a question that a lot of people ask my wife. She's been asked this on television, you know, when we do interviews together. How did you feel the day your husband told you that he wanted to give your house away? And some of you know our testimony that we, by God's grace, were able to give our first house away. And I'll share that, actually, the whole story of that in one of the messages. But this pastor's wife said, Debbie, how did you feel when Robert said he wanted to give your house away? And Debbie said, I felt great. I felt great. And the pastor's wife said, can you elaborate why you felt great that he wanted to give your house away? And my precious wife started crying. And she said, you have to remember that Robert wasn't saved when we got married. And one day, I got a new husband. And here's the thing about Robert. He's never gotten over getting saved. He's never gotten over it.
Well, if that teaching blessed you, as I'm sure it did, that is just one of the teachings that we're going to give to you. For any gift at all, you can request, please let me have this wonderful book, The Blessed Life, Unlocking the Rewards of Generous Living. But also, if you're able to give $50 towards our Water for Life project, which I'm about to tell you more about, you'll also get the CD collection. There's four CDs and it's eight teachings. The one you just saw will be included in that. If that's something you'd like to sit down as a whole family and listen to these teachings and have a solid scriptural base for how to live life. And also there is a bonus DVD of James and Robert sitting down and talking about what does it look like to live a blessed life in the presence of the Lord. It's our prayer that these teachings will impact you and make a difference in your life. But what we're asking is, will you help us make a difference in Jesus' name? You know, our commitment here at Life Outreach is to put in 350 water wells in over 20 nations. I have walked dirt paths with moms who are going to get the only water they can get for their children. And the water is filthy. The water is contaminated. The water is taking the lives of their children. So we're asking you, as we want to help you and bless you, will you help us in our passionate commitment to provide clean water wells? Would you bless the life of some people right now who desperately need it? I want to take you with me on a trip. I want to take you to Angola, Africa, and show you the need there is right now. These people are suffering because they have no access to clean water. But just as we want to bless you, that you would have a blessed life, we want you to be a blessing to others. Would you watch this? Does the water ever make the children sick?
Às vezes esta água, a criança fica doente quando eles bebem água.
Ah, fica doente.
Yes, they do get sick.
Mora na Angarara.
Would you ask her if any of the children in this village have died from drinking the water?
Às vezes ou esta criança fica doente. Você conhece outras pessoas ou crianças faleceu quando eles bebem esta água?
Ah.
Vai mostrar, não é?
Ah.
Okay. Okay, so she's going to take us and we'll get to see with our own eyes the kind of water that is her only choice to give her children. Oh my gosh. This is what she comes to. I mean, this water is filthy. You know, I noticed the mom, she kind of tried to like clear it as if somehow that would get rid of the germs or would get rid of the disease. But I mean, you can see this water is, I mean, it's absolutely filthy. I mean, look at what she's pouring in here.
and this is all they have. And I asked them, do you drink this? And she said, yeah, we wait till the mud settles and then we drink it. And so that's why so many children in these villages are dying, because there's so much disease in this water. And that's why water for life literally means that. When we put a well in a village, we give life to the whole village for their whole life. And the need is urgent and the need is now. Will you please stand with us? Will you help us to give life to children who otherwise are drinking this and dying?
You know, that was my very first trip with life to Africa. I've been back since then, but honestly, I was so shocked. I mean, I knew that the water wasn't great. I had no idea that it was so filthy, because I'm not sure you could even see it in that piece, but just slightly further up, there were animals in the water. I mean, they were drinking the water, and they're obviously defecating in the water. I mean, it was horrible, and it was agonizing to think that this mom, who loves her children, thought that by letting the mud settle, that somehow it would be safer, not understanding that there's the diseases in the water. And one thing that was so clear to me on that first trip, these mums, they're just like you and me. If you're a mother, they're just like us. They have the same hopes and dreams for their children. They want to be able to give them a good life. But to have to give your children water that's dirty like that, and know that potentially you're actually handing them a death sentence, is devastating. That's why we feel so strongly about our Water for Life campaign here, and why we present it to you every single year. Our commitment this year is to put 350 fresh wells in over 20 nations. I mean, I wish I could have taken you with me, because if you could see the difference between some of these villages where that's literally all they have, and then we drive on a few hours to a place where you've already put a well in, and the water is fresh and crystal clear, and I drank it was great. But there's such a need there. And, you know, we've been talking to you about the blessed life. We're very excited to offer you this tremendous resource. But we are asking you if you would help us. For any gift at all, that you can request the Blessed Life book, which has made such an impact in so many people's lives. If you're able to give $50, then we will send you the Blessed Life CD collection. It's 4 CDs with 8 teachings, one of which you saw Pastor Morris give. This will be such a blessing. And also a bonus DVD where James and Robert sit down and talk about what it looks like to live a blessed life. So we want to get all of this to you, but I'm asking you, will you help us? There are some people right now who are not living a blessed life in any way at all. And all they're asking for is clean water. Now you and I can do that. $48 will give clean water to 10 people for life. If you can put in a whole well, $4,800, you've provided water for 1,000 people for the rest of their lives. That's a blessed life. Please call now. Go to your phone, call that number, and let's make a difference.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you Pastor Robert Morris's book, The Blessed Life. In this best-selling book, Pastor Robert shares God's principles for living a blessed life both financially and spiritually. And with your gift of $50 or more, you can request the Blessed Life Collection. This 8-message CD series includes and expands upon Robert Morris's Blessed Life teachings and helps you discover more about God's supernatural favor in your family, finances, and faith. Also included is a Kingdom Living bonus DVD.
We've been applying the principles of the Blessed Life for over 15 years. It's changed our life, and I know it'll change yours.
This is the last week to receive the Blessed Life Collection. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Let me just say this about the well. Here we are in an area where over 2,000 children have just been fed, but the whole thing started not only with a need for food, but also providing water, which became the center of life. Now there's a school here, so you've got school feeding, you've got fresh water, they're not only drinking it, and the whole village area using it as a water source, but they're washing, they're desperate to clean up their dishes with clean water. I'm telling you, the wells like this, that you can have a part in either giving the well or giving a portion of it. It changes everything in the entire area. If you can help give other wells here in Africa, please do it, because it's going to take all of us working together. And it takes people just like you providing as love provided here. Do what you can to help us. Drill more wells, please.
Such a need, but such an opportunity. I think believers look at need differently. Believers look at need and think this is an opportunity to move in the name of Jesus and make a difference. And remember, for any gift at all, we will love to send you Pastor Robert Morris's The Blessed Life book. If you're able to give $50, then we will send you the Blessed Life collection, 4 CDs with 8 teachings and a bonus DVD with James and Robert talking about what it's like to live a life based on the teachings of God's Word. So thank you so much. If you haven't called, please call now. Dial that number on your screen. Make the very best gift possible. And we pray from every one of us here at Life Today that you will live a blessed life.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today.
All through Scripture, what God is saying is, if you'll put me first, I can take care of everything else.
Robert Morris, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.